from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Chris Goforth in on this Sunday afternoon. Look, we've spent the last hour talking around the National Football League. I want to stay with the sport of football. We're going to switch gears, though, and talk a little college football. Welcome in our guy Bill Bender from the Sporting News. You can find Bill's handiwork online. Head over to sportingnews.com. Some fantastic stuff from Bill always, and he's got his college bowl predictions out for this season. So we'll get to that in just a second. Bill, I want to start with this. This is the year of change in college football, from the playoff schedule to conference changes happening, television changes happening. What do you see as the most significant change in college football for the 24 season?
The 12-team playoff. I mean, there. You know, I know, and I believe is the there's going to be a 2-minute warning. You know, those kind of things. There's so many changes. It's vast between you've got to have like almost a card up by your TV or your where you sit by your TV to show where all the teams are. I did it yesterday, and I do this every day. I said, wait a minute, what conference are they in now? And I had to look that up. The NIL, the transfer portal, those things get talked about constantly, but I really think it comes down to the 12-team playoff is going to alter how we watch it in the regular season, how we, you know, what our expectations. You take Georgia, for example. How do fans come to grips with the fact that they can go 10-2, probably still win a national title? I think it's really interesting what the 12-team playoff is going to do to the entire sport.
Does it heighten the regular season, Bill, or does it lessen the regular season? I've heard arguments on both sides. Where do you stand on it?
Well, it's going to change how you watch it. I would say I would compare it to the NFL a little bit, where if you're Georgia and you somehow lose to Tennessee, instead of thinking to yourself walking out of that Sanford Stadium where you're like, our season's over, the sky is falling, well, you know what? We might see them again in the quarterfinals. And that's part of this. A different experience. I think it's going to impact the rivalry games a little bit. You go through our bowl projections, and again, using Georgia as the example, they could potentially play Texas or Alabama three times. You know, regular season matchup, possible SEC championship matchup, and a matchup in the playoff, which is to my next point is the value of conference championship games is different to me. I know you got to win them to get that first round bye. Same time, if you lose that game in the SEC or the Big Ten, you're still going to be in the playoff.
Bill Bender from the Sporting News. You can check out his bowl projections online. Go to sportingnews.com. Bill's hanging with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As we take a look at conference realignment and everything that has happened, how secure, Bill, do you think the ACC is going into the future?
Well, I think they need to come to some sort of agreement or with Florida State to secure that future. If Florida State were to leave or Clemson were to leave, it would really put the conference on shaky ground as far as being a power conference anyway. I know they added Stanford, Cal, and SMU, a bit of a head-scratching move from the outside until you realize, well, that protects their numbers. And at that point, I think there's a separate struggle between the ACC and the Big 12 of who's going to be that kind of third string conference behind the SEC and the Big 10. I don't know how you feel. I mean, when I look at it, before you really start to look at it, you think, well, yeah, the ACC is the third best conference. It's got Florida State. It's got Clemson. It's got Brands. But you kind of look at that Big 12 and you're thinking they've been aggressive. They've done everything they can to survive since Texas and Oklahoma left. So if the ACC could follow that blueprint.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You have Clemson as a playoff team. Now, you have them bowing out in that first round of the playoffs. Do you consider this a pivotal year for Dabo Swinney?
Yes and no. I mean, he's not going to change. He's made that pretty clear, right? They do have a system that works for them. They've won a lot of football games doing it. By the way, they didn't lose after the sort of famous call from Tyler from Spartanburg. 5-0 after, so maybe he should call their station every week. He better call a couple times before that Georgia game. So I think down on their program because they're still winning at a pretty good clip. They did it's tailed off a little bit, but for me, it comes down to the quarterback production and the receiver production and the offensive production. It just hasn't been there. When you go from Deshaun Watson, or even take it all the way back to Taj Boyd,
yeah,
Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence, their last couple of quarterbacks haven't produced like that. I think to some extent they may have gotten a little spoiled at the quarterback position.
Bill Bender from the Sporting News, he's hanging with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we talk a little college football on this Sunday afternoon. This was the offseason, and we're going to get to Ohio State in just a second, Bill, because I thought they had a fantastic recruiting class just out of the transfer portal. It felt to me like this was the year where there were more knowns in the portal, if that makes sense, like bigger name guys were in the portal that ended up, I think, going to schools where they can make a difference. Did you feel the portal being a little, maybe a little heavier this year in terms of the overall quality that was there? It wasn't a lot of, you know, fourth and fifth wide receivers trying to find a place to go where they could see more playing time this year, it felt.
And not just, well, I mean, I think the quarterback position to me the last couple cycles has been just okay. I mean, we can hype up Cam Ward and Will Howard and DJU all we want, but, I mean, there's a reason you keep transferring at that point. Yeah, but like you said, a lot of impact players all over the country. Ohio State definitely got some of the good ones. And that's part of this NIL game where you almost have to re-recruit your stars. Now, that's an interesting thing as we move forward into this 12-team era. How much do these star players keep going to different schools versus staying in school? You know, I always use Michigan as an example. Blake Corum probably had, I don't know if he'll ever reach the peak that he did at Michigan last year in the NFL with the Rams. And I don't think he cares because he was able to capitalize that because with the NIL deals that he was able to get to stay in Ann Arbor last season.
Have you got an early favorite to win the Heisman?
No, I'm going to break that down closer next week. I know Carson Beck is the betting favorite, and you pretty much have to go with the quarterback, and it's never a bad strategy to go with the quarterback who's probably going to be on the best team. But there are some other interesting candidates to me. I mean, Jalen Milroe at Alabama, if they have a good year. Those are the two quarterbacks that kind of jump out. Quinn Ewers in Texas, although we talk about Arch Manning just as much as Quinn Ewers. And you kind of wonder, okay, is this a year that a non-quarterback can win? I always think that's fool's gold because it's really hard. You have to do a lot of phenomenal things outside of being a quarterback to win the Heisman. So the early favorites to me are probably Quinn Ewers and Carson Beck because they have those big stage games. They have the really good teams around them. You know, Dylan Gabriel at Oregon's another one, another transfer quarterback, by the way.
Yeah, I wanted to mention Will Howard at Ohio State, the guy that comes from Kansas State to Ohio State. That's a pretty talented quarterback room there at Ohio State. Is he the guy that will he be the guy there? And what kind of chances do you give him as a Heisman? Because that's obviously going to be a team that's really good.
Right, and I think, but they're going to run the ball more this year, you know. And you know about Quinshon Judkins. You've watched him play down there.
Sure.
I think that was, as much as Caleb Downs is getting, and Caleb Downs may be the best defensive player in the country, getting Quinshon Judkins gives them a physical running presence, and he's splitting with Travion Henderson, the Chip Kelly addition at offensive coordinator. I think they're going to run the ball 60% of the time because Will Howard can run too. So, short answer is yes, Will Howard's a Heisman candidate within that offense, but I think the victory for them is going to be having this balance where you have five, six different playmakers. It's not just like last year where, you know, Marvin Harrison was that guy, but if you could contain him a little bit, which Michigan did, and stop the run, you were in pretty good shape.
I want to swing around to the SEC for a minute here while I've got you, Bill. Can Billy Napier survive the season at Florida?
I don't know who made their schedule.
Ooh, it's
brutal. Don't know. It's one of the toughest schedules I've ever seen when you consider, you look at the November, all the SEC opponents that they have on there, plus Miami. I actually think for all those games in week one, and there's some great ones, Georgia and Clemson, Texas A&M and Notre Dame, LSU, USC, that Miami-Florida game is going to has a lot of pressure on the loser, don't you think? Because if he loses that game up against his schedule, I actually think if he wins five or six against that schedule, he'll be okay. But I am neither a Florida alum nor a Florida Gator fan, so yeah. I think they would view that a little bit differently.
What does Kalen DeBoer need to do in year one at Alabama following Nick Saban to give the Alabama faithful confidence that he's the guy going forward?
Just be himself. Be himself and make the playoff. I don't think he has to be a guy to go out and say, I got to go win six national championships and dominate the SEC every year, they're going to have to compete. I'm actually starting to come around on them a little more because I think their roster is pretty good. Jalen Milroe, pretty efficient once he got going last year. He actually led returning FBS quarterbacks in passer efficiency. Decent defensive talent around Kane Womack. He hired good coaches around him. I keep reminding people, guys, he took Washington to a national championship in 2 years, to a national championship game. Who else could say that? So yeah. I think he just needs to be himself, and you know, it's a tough, but that's why he took the job.
Bill Bender from the Sporting News. You can find Bill, find his handiwork online, sportingnews.com. It's a great resource. You're a college football fan, especially this time of the year. You're trying to get geared up for the season. Check him out online, again, sportingnews.com. Bill, kind enough to spend some time with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As we finish up, Bill, you note, and again, I want to encourage folks, they can check out your bowl projections online at sportingnews.com. You note the fact Georgia is the composite number one across eight major publications going into the season. It feels like everybody thinks it is Georgia. It is Ohio State for that national title. That's what you've got set at sportingnews.com. Is there a gap between those two and everybody else? Is it just that clear cut? These are the two best teams in the country?
Yes. For now. And I say that because we've never seen somebody get through a 12-team college football playoff march. I think they have the roster depth necessary to win three games in the college football playoff, both teams. And, you know, obviously fluky things can happen. We don't have to rehash what happened to Florida State last year and Jordan Travis, but that could happen, an injury at quarterback, and that changes the race. But I think there's a little bit of a gap between those two and Texas and Oregon. And then you kind of get into that second tier of teams. I'll say this, though. When I looked across all those publications, and I love doing that, by the way. I've loved doing that since I was a kid. I was a little bit surprised that nobody had Ohio State number one. And I think the biggest reason why is the stability Georgia has at quarterback with Carson Beck versus what Ohio State has, a little bit of uncertainty with a transfer quarterback.
Bill, as we wrap things up here, we'll let you go. I want to put you on the spot for just a second with this. Of all of the teams that changed conferences, I mean, I think we all expect success from places like Texas and, you know, USC or whatever, but is there a team that changed conferences this year that you think is going to surprise with this, you know, change of scenery?
You know what? I think it's going to put the proper light on Utah. And when we talk about Utah, we always say, oh, solid program, Kyle Whittingham, good defense. Now they've worked their way up the WAC through the Mountain West, through the Pac-12. It's like, you know, like a reverse path east to west sort of. And now they're in the Big 12. And I think they're going to make the playoff. I think they're going to win the Big 12. I think they're going to have a first-round bye because you get one as a Big 12 champion. And all of that work that Kyle Whittingham has put to work with that program is going to show up against, you know, competition that should be fun. The Big 12 is going to have a lot of parity. It was really hard to pick a champion. I think Kansas State, Oklahoma State, those type schools are going to be in the mix. And I just – as much as it hurts the conference financially to lose Oklahoma and Texas, from a competitive standpoint, letting some of those schools shine, I think they're going to love it. And I think fans are going to enjoy watching the Big 12 as well.
Bill Bender from the Sporting News. Find his handiwork, sportingnews.com. Bill, great stuff as always. We will do this again over the course of this summer. I guarantee it. Always enjoy it when we get a chance to catch up, man. We'll talk soon.
Hey, no problem. Thanks so much for having me on.
Bill Bender from the Sporting News. He's been hanging with us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. We come back, we'll have more. We'll get to it after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.